This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give ours away for free, so enjoy it over at freetalklive.com. You actually can control the content of the site, so when you see something online you think's interesting, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. Other listeners will then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning more people are likely to see it and enjoy it, and we're more likely to see it, talk about it on the air. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. As always, there's a lot on the plate here tonight. We're going to start out with your phone calls. And actually, got some corrections from our discussion last night. People feel really strongly about these e-book readers.
Yeah, this is a sort of a brand alliance thing, kind of like the people who believe in Microsoft versus Apple versus Linux or Ubuntu or whatever.
Yeah, we got some bad information last night on the air, and neither of us have
how are we going to know?
Kindle, and so we don't know these things. But according to Cody, he says, listening last night, heard a listener claim that Amazon's Kindle only supports their proprietary ebook format, while the Barnes & Noble Nook supports many. And as per Amazon's website, Kindle supports wireless delivery of unprotected Microsoft Word, PDF, HTML, TXT, RTF, JPEG, on and on and on and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I guess there's plenty of files that machine can open. So, misinformation corrected. Also, here he says, I personally own an Amazon Kindle and have no trouble reading my non-DRM, that's digital rights management. That's an electronic system that allows companies to have some say of how you play things and how many times you can play things and kind of control you. You can have non-DRM PDF ebooks as well as open source format ebooks that he gets from many places, such as archive.org, and goes on to say that he cannot wait to come back for Porkfest 2012. And so there's one correction for you. Another one is about the Nook, which is also another popular e-reader, because we've been talking in quite detail about these e-book formats over the last week based on the news of Borders Books going out of business, closing nearly 400 stores, displacing nearly 10,000 or over 10,000 employees. That process has begun across the country, and a lot of people are very, very interested in this. I mean, people love books, and I think that's great. I find myself wishing that I would make more time to read them. Maybe if I got one of these Nooks, it would make it more likely, but I'm just not sure if I...
That's like the person who goes out and buys a gym membership so they'll get in shape.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You got to get into the habit first, I think.
How popular are these readers anyway?
They are zooming in popularity, from what I understand. I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but according to one caller, just this year in, I think it was the month of February, there was a dramatic increase in the sales of these e-readers in a one-month period of time. Just over time, they've been going up and up and up in popularity. I mean, obviously, they've been getting bigger as far as their popularity goes. The size of the devices has been getting smaller. You know, the tech has been getting better. The prices have been dropping as more competitors enter into the market. So it looks like they're going to wipe out books at some point. How soon that will be, I don't know. No one can predict that.
I don't think wipe out is the right term. Books will always be around in the same way that you can still find somebody to shoe your horse. But,
right.
You know, they're not going to be the they may not be the best way for, I guess I wouldn't even call it the printed word. The written word sounds like hand. I don't know. The written word to be...
written and bound word?
No, they're not bound.
Some books are bound.
Books are bound, but these e-readers may be the way that people read words from on out. I don't know.
And it then one more like correction. On the Barnes & Noble Nook, we mentioned that I'd seen somebody crack a Nook and put a full Android system on it. When I visited New Hampshire with my girlfriend in March, I brought along my Nook, which had been rooted. Doing this, it allowed me to install a customized Android operating system. Doing this effectively turns your Nook into a $250 tablet computer. The significance is that you aren't violating the DMCA because Google has created an open-source operating system. If this were a closed-source operating system, rooting it would be in violation of the DMCA. Now, that's the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, as I understand it. One of the little tools out there that the big corporations use to try to crush you if you, like, download a movie or music or something like that. He says,
try to use your product the way you want to use it.
Yeah, the Nook is an example of the greatness of open source and shows that intellectual property law is outdated and only hinders technological progress. Because of open source software, I have more control of the device that I purchased, and I also saved at least $200 as far as the cost of a tablet. Society needs to move past intellectual property laws and realize that openness is what spurs technological advances. And Barnes & Noble, as well as Google, are making millions by being as open as possible and trusting their customer. Although, it sounds to me like, you know, Barnes & Noble didn't make it, so you have to crack the thing, basically, to open up the extra
capability. Yeah, we didn't give these companies too much credit.
Yeah. But all that said, 800-259-9231. There's some corrections there. And George is on the line in D.C. in a construction zone. George.
Hey, what's up, Ian, guys?
What's going on, dude? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to call and make a correction about what you guys were talking last night about World War II and the atomic bombs right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, basically, the real reason why they dropped that is they were working on bombs and they did not... They refused to accept the Japanese surrender at the time because they were still working on the Manhattan Project. They wanted to drop those bombs as a way to deter Stalin from trying to turn against the Allies at the end of the war. At that point, they knew they were going to win. It was all pretty obvious. But they wanted to contain Stalin because they knew he was going to be a problem after the war was
over. So drop them on Japan instead of Russia?
Show them what's up.
Well, we're not at war with Russia yet. You know what I'm saying?
Well, where'd you get this information from, George? Because I haven't heard this. It sounds interesting. I mean, it sounds plausible, but...
It's pretty much hearsay, but a lot of it was pretty much just from a coworker who's a history major, and he's going to be a history professor at, I don't know, he's trying to go to GMU. But, yeah, he was pointing that out. It was like, basically, it was just, for the most part, to show Stalin. I was like, well, don't mess with us here. Once we get rid, and I was like, it was a nice, subtle way. It wasn't, like, overt, per se, but it was like, pretty much their way of saying, look, we're going to, at least that was just one of the reasons. It wasn't the sole reason. Part of it also was, you know, that the Japanese were being so stubborn. Mm-hmm. However, it also, a good part of that reason was to make sure that Russia did not go and turn on the rest of the Allies and try to take over the rest of Europe because they were doing so well coming in from the east.
George, thanks for the idea. Anything else you want to share tonight?
At this point, I'm about to report back to Purdue and getting off work.
All right, TSA George, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. He's working down at the TSA checkpoint. I know you're still there, man.
Open, scanning, leering.
Yeah. It's got to be tough to love the ideas of freedom and work as a TSA.
It's a sweet government paycheck, though.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. News about gold. Now, there's been a lot of discussion about gold because, well, if you look at gold and you look at the price of gold and you look at what it buys today versus what it bought 100 years ago versus what it bought 300 years ago, you find out that gold has been a really consistent store of real value over time. And, Mark, you and I are fans of gold. I mean, I'm more of a fan of silver, but I'm a fan of the idea of hard metals. JJ, I'm not so sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You.
Gold and silver. Gold preferably because silver market is easier to manipulate, I think.
I disagree. So? I think the gold market's easier to manipulate, but, you know, just because people don't pay as much attention to silver.
Well, we know there was gold confiscation back in the day. Did they confiscate
silver?
Well,
they're actively manipulating the silver market, like all the time. The J.P. Morgan, the whole...
There's no doubt about that. I mean, there's some shenanigans going on behind the scenes. We can come back and discuss it. I'll also tell you about what happened to one set of people that thought they thought they would keep the gold that they inherited. We'll explain what happened. It's Free Talk Live.
On average, a smoker will die 15 to 20 years earlier than a non-smoker. Quit risking your life. Quit spending all your hard-earned money. Quit worrying about dirty looks. Take your freedom back and switch to American Blue Tip, the hassle-free electronic cigarette that looks, feels, and tastes just like the real thing.
It's not real smoke, just water vapor. Crazy.
I can finally relax without sucking in all those chemicals and tar.
No secondhand smoke.
Quit thinking about it. Make the switch to American Blue Tip right now. It's everything you love about smoking without the tar, tobacco, and carcinogens. You won't even miss cigarettes.
Call now for your risk-free trial of American Blue Tip. Call 1-800-604-3206. That's 1-800-604-3206. Quit stalling and switch right now. Call 1-800-604-3206. That's 1-800-604-3206.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us, features including news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can get on our list via Twitter or Facebook. Or you can receive emailed updates, which, in my opinion, is probably the best way to stay in touch. Because Twitter and Facebook are a little more transient. If you want to know what's happening and not miss a moment, then go and get signed up with the email list over at news.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. But do whatever works best for you. Maybe you're somebody like me who spends way too much time on Facebook, in which case that would probably work out for you. news.freetalklive.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will at some point take over. Wouldn't you like to be on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins. They could be that currency. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're kind of like internet cash. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world. Their value seems to be trending upward with time. Find out more by visiting weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down, and bitcoins have been trending upward. Weusecoins.org.
The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Now, I love the Bitcoin. There's no doubt about that. Definitely a fan. And I like silver and I like gold. I think that the three of them together are, I'm not going to say they're an investment necessarily, but I think that they are better. It's better to have money in something besides the U.S. dollar. I think that's a smart financial move, is to diversify.
Aside from having something tangible in your home to trade or barter for, whether it be food or actual silver rounds or something mm-hmm. else. But yeah, those three definitely have a lot of potential.
Right, because you get your value out of the U.S. dollar, which you know they're going to keep manipulating. You know they're going to keep printing out more dollars. It's a fiat currency. It means they arbitrarily decide how much of it there is out there, and they print it and they force it down people's throats with legal tender laws. And these other things aren't within the government's control. Well, at least that's the hope. We know that Bitcoin, for instance, completely decentralized. There's no way the government's going to get a hold of Bitcoin. It's just based on the way that the thing is set up. It's a decentralized.
I wouldn't go so far as no way, but I think that they're well placed.
The way it's set up requires it's completely decentralized. There's no way the government can like go in, knock on some corporation's door, and take all their servers. That Bitcoin doesn't work that way.
And that's kind of how this government works.
Right. It's distributed. So with gold, if they're going to take gold from people, they have to knock on a lot of doors. They have to figure out where the gold is. They have to, you know, make a list, check it twice, and then go around and be very naughty and take people's gold and or silver from them.
Did they do that earlier? Was there just a turn-in? There wasn't a sort of door-to-door thing?
I think there was a turn-in. I wouldn't imagine there was a door-to-door thing.
There was definitely a turn-in. I couldn't tell you how far they went with it.
Right.
That was a long time ago. I would love to hear from somebody if they know more about the 1930s. Gold confiscation, because we're going to share with you an example of the gold being confiscated today. But first, Frank is in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. You're on with the Ian, JJ, and Mark. Hello there.
Hi, how are you doing, guys?
I thought we'd
talk about the e-book readers and how they are revolutionizing, you know, the most profitable area in the book publishing area, which is the university textbook, college textbook kind of market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where a book is $139 or $265 or maybe in a medical school curriculum, you know, $695 with, you know, video disc, CD-ROM, accessible labs for another, you know, $300 or $400 and that type of thing.
Yeah, it's a huge scam.
Exactly. But what's interesting about it is that with the ebook, you know, the student can, you know, get the text for much less, but they have something very interesting. When you buy a university textbook on, you know, the ebook format, for whatever reader we're talking about, that is only a limited usage thing, whereby after 2 or 3 years, it sort of self-disintegrates. You know, the file then sort of destroys itself.
That would be digital rights management or DRM.
Correct. Correct. And what's interesting about that is that often people, especially if they're good students, they want to, you know, keep some of their books that they feel are worthwhile, that, you know, maybe
sure.
even 20 years down the road.
It. Sure.
Correct. But what's interesting, too, when I was in college, I always liked to get the one-semester, one-year-old books that had, you know, the best sort of highlighters and margins in the notes and different things, which added to the process because you knew that, you know, a serious student had put some time reading the text and making comments, and, you know, it's sort of the old tradition of, you know, the notes of the scholars in the margins, you know. And
yeah, that's where you're coming from.
Yeah, but anyhow, speaking of the gold thing, it's interesting. When FDR confiscated the gold, that was done so that the gold could be used, actually a lot of that gold went to Germany to rearm Germany through the Federal Reserve, and which was our central bank at the time. And at that time, the U.S. government officially went bankrupt. And basically, the Federal Reserve, you know, controlled everything. But they didn't tell the American people that. They just sort of...
Did they go bankrupt before the confiscation began?
I think they might have, because the gold confiscation was a result of that. And it was Baring Bank.
That would make sense.
It actually took the gold to Europe and put it over in England, Germany, Nazi Germany, and also to Russia.
Well, it would make
because
sense
you'll
that
remember that,
afterwards, right? Because
you'll remember that Henry Ford built the tractor factory and the Model T factory in Russia, and the Russians, that had to be done with gold for the contractors and things. So it's very interesting, and there were people that were arrested for not turning in their gold, but the very
right.
wealthy New York families actually maintained their gold reserves in Canada. And many of these banks would actually once or twice a year have to audit the gold. So they'd go up to Canada. And I could name some names, you know, Illuminati people that did this. They laugh about it now and talk about it many generations later. But, you know, basically, he who has the gold makes the rules, and the wealthy and the powerful always retain the gold. And when they couldn't retain it in the United States, they retained it in Canada and in Cuba and different places offshore. And, you know, nothing was done. And also many of these families also had irrevocable trusts that were designed prior to the income tax law. So their assets never were taxed, and they could do what they wanted with them, you know, in the trust. And often the trusts were connected to foundations that allowed for their political and social and cultural policies to be financed tax-free by the taxpayer.
There's no doubt that the people in the positions of the wealth and wealthy and powerfully connected are the ones that don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah, this is
absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Frank.
This is the funny thing about sort of the liberal idea that you're going to go out there and you're going to tax the wealthy. Well, come on. I mean, you're going to use the reins of power, which have always been controlled by the wealthy, to go after the wealthy. Really? I mean, does that make any kind of sense?
It's a pipe dream.
There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's also a fantasy that they could get their hands on the power. Just give me the power, and I'll do it right. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, bringing up what you want and dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Listening options are available to you. They are free, including broadband and dial-up versions of the show. Available to you around the clock over at listen.freetalklive.com. The latest episode of Free Talk Live always airing. And in addition to that, you can listen to us on 109 great radio stations across the country.
Got a new one.
Go and get the details there over at listen.freetalklive.com. Satellite radio options, including XM satellite radio, two channels up there, plus our KU band free-to-air satellite feed, the webcam, and the listen lines, by the way. Webcam news, we've been, as I said, kind of tweaking the cam over the last couple weeks. A brand new camera in the studio. So if it's been a while since you've seen the Free Talk Live webcam, it's worth another look. There's a new angle that is, I think, better than it was before. The camera, I think, is better than it was before. The connection is better. The server, the service is different. We moved from Ustream to Livestream. And Livestream has a little process that they want you to go through before they will verify. What they'll do is they verify your channel. So when you start out with live stream, they put a cap on your channel. You can't have more than 50 people watching at any given time.
Okay.
And one of the things that they require of you, they want to make sure you're a serious broadcaster before they're just going to go ahead and let you have more of their bandwidth, I guess. And, of course...
Well, wouldn't seriousness be indicated by the amount of people that would watch your,
market response, you're saying?
You're right.
Probably a factor, yeah. I mean,
But then why cap it?
I think they just want to,
They can run their business any way they want. I'm just,
I think they want to know who's using their system.
Okay.
And what it's being used for.
If you want that, then give some kind of verification. Have people give their Social Security number.
No, I don't think you really understand, Mark. But anyway... there's a verification process, and Free Talk Live and LRN.FM, which is our live cams stream, has gone through that process, and we have passed it. So what they require mostly is that you have some archive stuff
like that there's stuff that people can go and pull on demand. And that's easy to do because we're constantly cranking out content here. So
well, yeah, I mean, if a few people sitting around a table is content, yeah, it's all very similar.
Well, I don't think that webcams are the best video. I don't think it's the most
compelling.
The word compelling. Emotionally driven video content.
Fine. But
that said, it is content, and we can do content. That's not a problem. And so they've approved us. And so now, because I'd seen the numbers getting like I saw 44 one night, and I thought, oh boy, we're pretty close already on this year webcam. So we've been approved. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to pull that up. It's completely free.
Also, on Free Talk Live, we talk about gold and silver on a pretty regular basis. We were just talking about acquiring gold and silver. It's a great hedge against inflation, perhaps of investment, maybe a barter currency if things go south. I use it as barter currency now as often as I possibly can. We've teamed up with Midas Resources. That's a sister company to GCN, Genesis Communications Network, our syndicate. To bring you some very special rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces and coins, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. See what I mean? Most of these are great for comparison shopping. And that's one of the most important things when acquiring gold and silver. Buy low. That way you can sell high. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Not only are you going to be helping Free Talk Live and Genesis Communications Network, but you'll be helping yourself, getting some gold and silver that can be useful in the future.
We continue with you and your thoughts. Let's talk to Vivian, listening in Illinois. More coming up about gold confiscation. We haven't even scratched the surface of this story yet. Vivian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Just great. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling in about this. I just heard about that you might not be getting your disability checks and SS checks on the 1st of August.
Are they still threatening that? Because they
That's
were threatening
That's what
it.
I heard. And, you know, that really bothers me because they're not talking about a few people here. They're
no,
talking
70
about
million.
Yes, correct. And I'm one of them, and I happen to be handicapped. I'm blind in a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
and I depend on that for my rent, for my food,
sure.
for everything. And I was just wondering what you've heard, if it's going to go through.
Where did you hear this?
I heard this from a friend of mine who heard it on the news. And so she called me and told me, and I was like, what? You got to be kidding me. I mean, I started freaking out, like, whoa, what's going on? So that's why I called in, because I think that's terribly wrong what they're doing. Why are they doing it? Do you understand why they're doing it? Because I don't.
Well, the claim is that the government is going to that the bad Republicans are forcing the poor Democrats to not
right.
be able to give away government money. But the suggestion is that it doesn't make sense. The government's still got plenty of money coming in, so it's an issue of allocation. And what seems to me is that President Obama is trying to threaten the people who are on the most tenuous fringes of American society with.
Mm-hmm.
Losses rather than say, hey, let's stop one of these six wars we're engaged in or something
exactly.
like that. You know, there's plenty of money to come from plenty of places. I mean, if they wanted to, they could just cut the paycheck, hold off the paycheck for one of the 77,000
right.
federal government employees that make more than many of the state governor that make more than the state governors out there. I mean, there's 77,000 federal employees that make these giant
mm-hmm.
six-figure incomes. Just
well,
cut their paycheck in half for a month.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you know. It's wrong. I mean, what are we supposed to do? And I'm not just talking about me. All those people that are on disability or even SSI, whatever, you tell me how they're supposed to live. They think they got homeless now and they got people
yeah.
hungry? What's it going to be? I mean, that it just seems like
it's
totally
being
done wrong.
They've created a system of dependency. No, they've created this dependency method, this drug called government in which everybody gets their fix. And everybody
right.
relies on this drug, and when they don't get their government fix, then they start to have their withdrawal symptoms called poverty and famine and disease and all that sort of stuff.
You
and
know
when they're
is,
hurting
Vivian?
Are the most vulnerable, and that's
yes,
really
they
not fair.
Right.
That's
well, and look
not
at it
fair.
Here's you're right, and look at this from this as this perspective. They are using you. Right. So what they're
True.
Saying is if this doesn't happen in the way we want it to happen, this whatever this political thing is with the budget, etc., then we're just going to cut everybody off.
And they're using the sledgehammer.
Being used as a political tool.
Right.
Yeah.
Your life is being used as a political football or a political wedge in order for that these power-mongering people, these Republicans and Democrats, in order for them to get their way in Washington, D.C. They don't care about you, and they
don't care.
Right.
Well, the thing is for me is, you know what, until I became disabled, I worked. Okay, I did my share. I paid in. Unfortunately, I wound up getting sick, and I wound up being disabled. Why punish us? It isn't like, you know, how can I say it? It isn't fair to us, and we didn't cause this, okay?
You've
got to sit down, and you've got to discuss whatever it is and figure out another option. I know they threatened in the past to do this, and they didn't go through with it.
Yeah.
But this is scaring the heck out of me, telling you.
According to Politico, the White House faced a near rebellion from the senators who were blindsided by word of a possible deal between President Obama, the president and the Speaker of the House, John Boehner.
Right.
So... it looks, according to this article from Politico.com, there's a lot of dissension between the House and the Senate as far as how this is going to proceed, and the deadline of August 2nd, not going to change.
So we'll keep you in the loop. And Vivian, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Oh, well, thank you for listening.
No, not a problem.
I just hope they realize what they're doing, because they think they got it messed now. Do that and see what's going to happen.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate
hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I was just looking here, Bloomberg.com reporting on this, where somebody says it could be 50 million seniors that rise up stronger than the Tea Party. Call it the Gray Party. People are getting pretty upset.
Oh, yeah.
And you tell
somebody.
But
you don't know what direction this is going to go. Barack Obama's really playing with a fire here. Is it going to go for him, or is it going to go against him?
I don't know. 800-259-9231. And I don't care how it goes for the politicians. I care that this is going to wake some people up. Some people are going to look at this, and they're going to say to themselves, wow, I can't believe I counted on these people. Maybe I should tell my grandkids not to count on them. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found file from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those, including the mobile site. You can go and log into, I guess there's not even logging in. Just go to it, m.freetalklive.com on your mobile device. Get quick access to our live streams, podcasts. Go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, Jerry is listening in Panama. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Hi. I appreciate what you're doing. I'm an expat from Texas.
Sorry, this isn't the Alex Jones show. You've called Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, I'm sorry. But I want to thank you for all what you're all doing. A great opportunity. I'm an expat from Texas.
I'm curious, how do you know what we're doing if you thought this was a different show?
I was reading a website that it just popped in my head. Sorry about that. I was looking at something else. So I apologize for that right off the bat. But
okay.
What are
we doing?
Well, offering free talk about the issues of the federal government.
Okay. Fair enough.
And what's going on. And what I'd like to bring out is I'm a former candidate for the state legislature in Texas a long time ago. And as I got close to winning the election, I was contacted by Southwestern Bell. And this is going to lead into some things that kind of might scare a few people, but I didn't think much of it at the time. This was in 1991. I was called by Southwestern Bell to come in and talk to them about potentially what they wanted for legislation change in Texas. And at that time, they called me in and said, here's what we would like from you when you get elected. We'd like to deregulate cable TV and allow us to be able to own cable TV systems so that we could interface telephones and internet and network systems together so that we can have both. And in return for that, we'll make sure that we keep the base cost of phone service at $6 per month for base services. And then they said, we have one other thing we want to show you. So they took me in this room, and it's in Southwest Houston, right off of Westheimer and Gessner Road, a little bit further out. And the building has no windows. And they took me in this big room, and at the time, flat-screen TV sets were not even readily available. They put me in this room, this great big flat TV set, said, hey, we'll show you what we're doing. So I started flipping through the channels with remote control. The guy said, no, watch this. Boom, and my picture popped up on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Video camera of me watching myself on their screen. And I said, wait a minute, what is this? They said, well, this is new digital televisions that are going to be mandated, we hope, in the future. And I said, what's the purpose of this? And they said, so you can have interactive TV goal is that you can be part of game shows, you can be part of this. And I said, wait a minute, what prevents you from monitoring me? Oh, well, we have the privacy acts that prevent that from happening. And I said, wait a minute, who controls this? As well, it's controlled at our server, and you have the authority to open this up to close it down. And I said, what if the legislation changes that allows you to monitor us? And I said, by the way, where's the camera in this? He said, see that little red light that looks like a power light on your front of your on this TV set? And I said, yeah. He said, that's actually the camera. And I went, wait a minute. So what does it take for you to have this two-way communication? Oh, we have to have digital TV. Have to have digital TV to do this because analog TV is only one way. It's received only.
Right.
So we're going to work towards the government to have mandate digital TVs, which guess what happened?
Oh, yeah. Well, they certainly have digital TVs. I don't know how digital television would
they didn't mandate. Point of clarification, digital televisions have not been mandated. Only digital transmission of over-the-air broadcasts has been mandated.
So a regular analog television is useless?
Analog televisions will have to have a digital converter box to be able to receive digital over-the-air signals.
Okay, so it's not mandated, but it's close.
Well, no, what he said...
Well, let's put it this way. No, by law, you cannot receive a signal by analog TVs anymore.
Right.
Unless you have
that's
the converter.
True. However, you're kind of mixing your... I don't know how to describe this.
Well, let's put
you're
it this
mixing
way.
Your stories here, because on one side, you're talking about the mandate, the mandated transition to digital broadcast television. Now, those
exactly.
are broadcast only. A receiver, you know, you got the rabbit ears. Well, they've got different types of antennas now for these new digital broadcasts, but those are not transmitting antennas. What you're talking about is cable television, where you are linked up directly to the head end or the head office of the cable company, or in this case, the phone company. You're talking about digital cable television in those cases, and yes, it is possible for those devices to, as I understand it, to signal back to the main company.
Well, that's basically how they monitor what services you want. It's like the pay-per-view. You can
sure.
do that.
Yeah.
And so you have that option. But the key behind this is the opportunity and the technology's already been there since 1991. And I also, I ran again for Congress in Texas, and I came very close. I was in a Republican district, and I was a Republican nominee at the time, and I was running against a Democrat, and the Democrat was pretty well seated in Texas. And so three congressmen came to me from Texas and said, it looks like you're going to probably win this race. I was in a 78% Republican district. And so by showing up, I should have got elected. It was in the presidential year where George Bush was the president, so top of the ticket, all Republicans were top of the ticket, too. So at that time, I had this meeting. It was 30 days out before the election. And I met with three congressmen from Texas. I'll kind of leave their names out of it in a private meeting. And they said, we're really excited about you coming in. Looks like there's a chance you're going to win. So here's what's going to happen. And I said, what do you mean what's going to happen? They said, well, when you get in, you're going to listen to what we have to say. And you're going
to
do what
we tell
you.
Who is this talking to you? Is it still Bell South or whatever, Southwestern Bell?
No, this is three congressmen.
I'm sorry,
it's a transition.
Okay. Go ahead.
Three congressmen from Texas.
Okay.
Very prominent congressmen. Sent me down in a meeting and they said, you will abide by what we tell you to do as a freshman.
You will
follow our guidelines. You will do exactly what we say.
Or else
or
what?
You will, and I said, or what? And that's what I said. And they said, or we'll make sure you don't get elected.
Mm.
I said, wait a minute, I'm in a 78% Republican district. All I have to do, and a presidential year where the president is a Republican and we're first on the ballot, man, all I got to do is show up unless there's something I don't know about. And they said, there's a lot you don't know about. So what's it going to be? You going to play game all with us or are you going to do your own thing? I said, frankly, my opinion is that I'm here to represent, if I'm elected, the constituents. And that means doing the best for those constituents. And they said, you don't understand, when you get to Washington, there's a fraternity there, and there is no party line up there. We do this fundraising stuff for show so we can make money to keep us in office. I'm going, wait a minute. So my whole perception of what's going on in Washington is incorrect. They said, you'll do what we tell you to do or you won't get elected.
Surprise, surprise. So what happened?
Well, here's what happened. I'll give you a prime example. Secretary of State at the time was Tony Garza, a very good friend of mine, who is now the ambassador to Mexico. He was Secretary of State. At
the time, I found out that there was voter fraud in the county that I was in. Mm-hmm. And here's how I found out. The voting poll was exactly a one block away from where they counted the ballots. And the ballot box is supposed to have two locks on it, and two people have separate keys. Well, in this particular county, both keys were held by one person, and it took 8 hours for the ballots to go one block.
Hmm, interesting. You know, there are stories about that all over the place. So did you win the election?
No, I didn't.
Because you stuck to your guns. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you and the story. I can't say it's much of a surprise. That's politics for you. I mean, it's really an insider's game, and if you don't go along to get along, then you know, good luck.
There was video of it in the 2008 election up here in New Hampshire.
The ballot fraud.
Yeah, the ballot fraud that was going on, you know, the way that they're not following the laws that they say they're going to follow. Mm-hmm. I think that in some smaller communities, they do better with this. For instance, I've been invited in my town, and believe me, I am not the most popular fella in my town. I've been invited to, stand here. Watch people put ballots in. You can watch that box all day long, and we're gonna break it out and do the counting at 7 o'clock. You can be here for that, and the whole thing. I've been, that's an offer. I decided not to do it because a friend of mine does the same thing. So why have two of us when there's somebody that I trust that's going to be there and I've got to work? But I think that when you start getting to the larger areas where there's more people, where it's more valuable to start messing with the election. And I don't even know that they necessarily do mess with the ballots. I just know that they break their own laws in the handling of them.
Well, I think, and also that the culture perhaps that this gentleman was at, the culture of politics in that area has probably been one of manipulation for a long time. It's just basically what they do. And they have the whole thing down. They know all the people. They know the guy with the key and.
Right, and if there's a new guy coming in, you got to break him. You've got to break that new guy and bring him into the fold. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and I'm sure it's much worse at the federal level than it is at the state level, but it exists all over the place. More coming up. Hour 2's next. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.